So do we eat that with water on our food?
My favorite way of eating it is in fruit juice. I love, for breakfast, I like to make a smoothie. I like to put apple juice, a banana, and my Enliven, and then mix it up in the blender, and that becomes my breakfast. That's mm-hmm. how I start my day. So I think that's the easiest way to eat the product for most people. Unfortunately, in today's society, most everybody has what I call a sweet tongue. So full of sugar, when they get into a real potent green product like Enliven, they can't handle the taste right away. So in fruit juice, it disappears. Eventually, a lot of people move to water, but it doesn't make any difference either way.
So, Earl, my experience is that when people eat the product, their taste buds change. That when they first start, they're just tolerating it, and after a few months, they're actually looking forward to eating the product each day. Does that make sense to you?
I see it happen all the time. In fact, I think what happens is, like we said before, because people have such a sweet tongue, they're not used to tasting a really green product. But once the body gets a hold of it, the body says, I want more of that stuff. And that changes the mental programming that we have in our mind because the body actually demands the product.
What I've noticed is that people tend to lose their cravings for sugar and junk food. They actually start wanting to eat more whole food, which is fantastic, especially with children.
What you'll find in a lot of cravings is actually the body's cry for nutrition. And once it starts getting nutrition, then those cravings kind of dissipate and go away. And so a lot of people misconstrue those cravings for nutrition as sugar cravings or Diet Cola or bread cravings or whatever. It's really the body screaming out, give me some nutrition.